In 1972, a channel named Home Box Office debuted, reaching fewer than 400 homes in Pennsylvania. HBO would go on to air groundbreaking hits like Game of Thrones and The Sopranos, and a new oral history book details the company's rise. It's called Tinderbox, HBO's Ruthless Pursuit of New Frontiers. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan spoke with author James Andrew Miller and Sopranos star Lorraine Bracco last week on a Twitter Spaces conversation hosted by NPR.
Tinderbox opens with a powerful moment from 2003. David Chase, creator of HBO's hit series The Sopranos, joined friends and family of star James Gandolfini at the Manhattan apartment of then-CEO Chris Albrecht. They wanted the actor to go into rehab. Lorraine Bracco, who played therapist Dr. Jennifer Melfi alongside Gandolfini's mobster Tony Soprano, says she remembers how much her co-star struggled with the role and the fame it brought him.
One of the big things you have to remember about Jimmy is that this took him by surprise, this success.
In Tinderbox, Miller writes Gandolfini, who left that intervention after about 10 seconds, struggled with the dark feelings Tony Soprano awakened in him. Bracco, already famous for playing Karen Hill in the film Goodfellas, tried to warn him.
As we all know, success is a really weird thing, and fame is even weirder. So I don't think Jimmy was ready for that. And of all of us, I believe he was the least aware. You woke up this
morning, got yourself a gun. Miller spoke to 757 people for Tinderbox, tracing its story in quotes from performers, producers, executives, and more. And few programs symbolized the success HBO reached in challenging the rules of TV, with no commercials, explicit content, and a wide latitude given to talent like The Sopranos. Bracco reveals she loved working with HBO, but hated how her character left The Sopranos. In her final scene, Chase basically had Dr. Melfi give up on Tony Soprano.
I don't think I can help you.
What are you talking about? I've only missed 3 appointments since we had that heart-to-heart.
Go ahead. Tell me again I sound like your wife.
Well, if the shoe fits.
I was hurt. I felt that after all those years, that was not really the ending I was hoping for Tony and Melfi.
Tinderbox also explores some of HBO's missteps, including passing on the chance to make Mad Men, Breaking Bad, and The Crown, while letting Netflix outbid them for what became the streamer's flagship original series, House of Cards. Miller, the author, says HBO offered to make a pilot of the show. Netflix bankrolled 2 seasons of episodes up front.
Well, listen, nobody bats 1,000. You know, that's one of the first big examples of like, wait a second, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. There's a whole new playing field. And so HBO was just ill-equipped to compete with Netflix at that point.
For decades, HBO has found success as a premium cable channel, revolutionizing TV by airing programs other outlets would never touch. But now, Miller says, it faces competition with streaming platforms breaking the rules in their own ways.
And I think that the next 2 to 3 years of HBO's existence is going to determine the next decade of HBO's existence.
Tinderbox details how HBO's victories help define quality TV in one era, even as it seeks success in another one. I'm Eric Deggans.